that was born in, well, May 1918.
Okay.
And that there was made in 1910.
Okay, so then the left-hand side was 1910.
Uh-huh.
And the right-hand side was 1918.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, now, when it was built in 1910, what did people use for a kitchen?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You see, they had done built on this shore when I bought it in 44.
Uh-huh. I see.
And that there's the porch in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute. Cross that. The bathroom was
there. Bathroom was off the porch
then. I thought there was something wrong. Yeah, the bathroom was right there. Uh-huh.
Which extended all the way across.
Uh-huh, yeah. But, uh-huh. That was towards Miller, you see.
Yeah.
Now this is towards Miller.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Like, whatever you call it. The pure place of Miller, but to name the post, pure post office, Lie.
Is that spelled L-O-L-L-Y?
L-O-L-L-I-E.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
And the post office now is L-O-L-L-I-E, mm-hmm. but the town is Miller.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call the thing that smoke goes up in a fireplace?
A chimney.
And what do you call the part of a fireplace that extends out into the room? You know,
obviously.
Her.
Mm-hmm. Her.
And what do you call the things in a fireplace that wood is laid on?
Fire dogs.
And when a fire is being laid, the big piece of wood that's put in first is what?
The splinters is put in, and then the fire logs. We call it fire logs.
Okay. Do you have a particular name for the great big one in the back, or do you just call that one of the logs?
Well, yeah, I just call that one of the back logs.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace? And let's see, the fatty pieces of wood that are used to start a fire.
It's fat lighter, they call it. Splinters.
Okay. A fat lighter than splinters.
Medium splinters, uh-huh.
Okay. What do you call the thick black material that collects in a chimney?
Smut.
And if a log burns all the way down, then it burns to
a coal.
Okay. And there's something else, though.
Ashes.
Uh-huh. Let's see, what do you call something that a person sits in, like that piece of furniture?
Well, it's,
just a simple word for
chair is all I know.
And what do you call this piece of furniture we sit in?
Divino couch, but we didn't used to have this.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't ever use them.
Well, what did they have instead?
They had straight chairs, homemade chairs.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah. There weren't no such as that when I was growing up.
And so it was, all the furniture was made of wood then?
Straight chairs and wooden bedsteads, no iron bedsteads. They were all wooden bedsteads.
Well, do you have any of that? Oh, well, I guess
no,
all that burned, didn't
all of that burned.
Uh-huh, sure.
I had a nice, I have one wooden bedroom seat in there.
Uh-huh. But not the old one?
Oh, no. That ain't the old one. The old one got burned up.
Well, what's another name for a couch? It begins with an S.
Well,
some people call it something else.
Sofa.
Okay. Let's see, a piece of furniture in the bedroom that has drawers in it where people put socks and underclothes and things like that.
We call it dresser. Now we used to call it a bureau.
Well, is there a difference between a dresser and a bureau? Or are they
well, we used
the same
to didn't have glasses in them, but now. They call them a dresser because it has a nice glass in it now.
Uh-huh. Now, all the tables and chairs and lamps and chests in a house are called what? The what?
Well, they are not called furniture. They are called furniture.
Sure. I
thought the bedsteads are just called furniture.
Well, then what do you call all the other stuff?
Well, we call it all furniture, and